MSNBC's Jason Johnson predicts wave of violence after Trump leaves office. By Pam Key on December 18, 2020. MSNBC political analyst Jason Johnson predicted Friday on Deadline that violence over Donald Trump losing the White House would increase. Johnson said, "This is just the beginning of how this is going to be. Senator Tuberville, he abandoned Texas Tech. He leaves everything but not Trumpism. He abandoned three different colleges but he is not abandoning Trumpism. You still have Proud Boys who are marching through Washington, D.C. and tearing down signs. The moment that Donald Trump is out of power, these groups will become more unhinged. The Republican Party is full of individuals, even if they don't believe the things at the core, are willing to placate and play with and galvanize these kinds of organizations." He continued, "I think we're heading into an even darker period. Because if you don't have somebody at the head of this sort of collection of ants running in and out of this insane anthill of MAGA nonsense of white nationalism, if there's no one to control them, if Donald Trump doesn't have anybody around him to say, hey, look, this is a good idea or bad idea, they will only get worse. He'll sit and stew and watch television every day and think about the fact he is not on Saturday Night Live anymore. Think about the fact that nobody cares about him and that will enrage him and the other people supporting him. So yeah, I think the Republican Party is in for real soul-searching, but right now a lot of them are still committed to Donald Trump and the violence we're going to see in the coming months will make this past summer look like a picnic. I'm not happy about that. I'm not enthusiastic about that, but that's what I see happening and the violence we're seeing in the streets right now is just a preview." He added, "We're talking Portland, we're talking the Midwest. And these people are empowered every single minute of every single day that they hear senators deny the legitimacy of Joe Biden getting into office. They're not being crushed down, they are being empowered. Look at the two people running for the January 5th runoff. They are encouraging this kind of behavior. This is not the end. It's the beginning." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.